beginning the next session, Dr. Wolf began by pointing out that the fetus lives in an oxygen poor environment, and that at the time of birth, as during fetal life, he's in an environment that is rich in CO2.
And he's not suffocating. Yeah, we say that is a mixed blood. But on the other hand, what is CO2? We have CO2 in us too. And when you study that, that is fascinating, the importance, what it is, and where we need this for. We say that is just a debris, that is just garbage which has to be through. Yeah, well, that's burned C. C with O, you give CO2. Yeah, on the one side it's right, but on the other side, how we do that? Rudolf Steiner quoted, CO2 is the bearer of Weltengeistigkeit, of the spirituality of the world. And when we would have no CO2 in our blood, we could not be conscious. You know that, remember what you did in physiology, when you are breathing very strongly so that you exhale all your CO2, you lose your consciousness. That's how it works. So, of course, that is only one, but for our consciousness, we need a lot of substances. I did mention that the salt and the uric acid and a lot of these things. One of them is CO2. That gives not just this consciousness, we have it, but of the world, the spirituality of the world. And exactly that's what you have in the embryo. He is full of spirituality of the world and does not have very much O2. And when you compare this, the oxygen you find in the embryo, then you find when you calculate it, it corresponds to a altitude on the Earth of about 25,000 feet. That is exactly the Himalaya. It's exactly Himalaya. The highest amount, Mount Everest is about 25,000 feet. Is it 8,000 meters?
7,000.
What is 8,000 meters?
8,000 meters is 25,000 feet.
25,000 feet?
29,000.
Yeah, but
so, some feet more or less is not so important. It is about the level of the Mount Everest.
Is that the relative? That must be a proportion, because Carl always stressed that it was 7,000 feet to us. You know, so it might be that it's a proportion of some other.
That's what we call the partial druck, partial pressure. And that is corresponds. Anyway, whether it's some thousand higher or deeper, that's not so important. That even says that this embryo is on the way to the Earth. It is not, and it drops down from this high to the, more or less, to the sea level. And that is the oxygen which makes it. So, you see how that works. And what is the importance of the substances indeed, when we understand what the importance are expressions for which type of forces, like the spirituality of world or oxygen, the earth, and so on and so on. Now, when you see how that goes and how the development of the whole embryo and the adult, until to the adult goes, then you find a strange fact, which I should like to show you briefly here. When you have an embryo of 2 months, then half of the shape is just the head. So half is, and now, half of the shape. And now when you have 5 months, then one third, about here, is head, and all the other. So 5 months, a very big head, and one fourth about is with birth. You have one fourth of the whole shape is the head. And in the adult, you have still one eighth of the whole is just, you see? So when you see that, it goes up like the, like here. That means we start our life with the head. We start the life with the head, and the head disappears. The older we are, the smaller the head. That is here one and a half, one third, one fourth, one eighth. You see, of course, finally we die, but it is the way that the head is dwindling, and that goes away. And we start from this, that means we come from the forces of the head. That is what goes in the past, the head. We are correlated to our own past. And you can say that, of course, only when you know that the life does not start with the birth, and not in the embryonic time. It never starts. But the past was when it was not correlated to the earth, or in other words, that the whole our cosmic past comes and works through the nervous system, but that comes to an end. And this does not continue. Or in former time, when you go back to this, we were only a cosmic being. And that ends finally, and we lose this. And that is the past here. And that is the future. We start, you can remember, the legs were about like that. It is like the smallest part. And the biggest part later are just the legs, our limbs. In other words, our limbs and the metabolic system. That is what is growing. And that gives us the future. So, we are growing into the future via the limbs, via the metabolic system. Limbs and metabolic. And all this, what we have as a head, we give it up, we lose it. And finally, you can understand from this as a what you see, what is a result of the spiritual science. When we die, all what we have in our head is away. That is lost. Even the result of the head, our thinking, that's lost. Exactly that what we are proud of, just our thinking, our head. Today we are never before the mankind lived so much and was so proud on the head. Everything is in the head, everything, the soul and life and everything is in the head. And just this we lose completely. But what we are working with, what we have, when we die, as we have in the limbs, in the metabolic system, this continues as force, of course, not the substance, but as force. That goes into the future. And the head comes from the past. The head has no future. Or in other words, who made our head? Our past life. The type of our head is made by our past life. And in the future, our next incarnation, we prepare by our limbs. And that is the transformation or the metamorphosis which happens. And so, when we are exposed now to our life, we are now living in, we are exactly, as you see, between the past and the future. And we accept all this from the past via the forces of the head, and we transform it into the future, and the, wie sagt man, Gegenwart, the presence is just between them, the small part between them, or just spoken more in our terms, the rhythmical system. That is just the presence. There we are really live in, where we have this changing between the past and the future. Now, and from this you can see how it works and how we indeed start from the cosmos to the earth. And when we finish the life on earth, we go back. And the problem is only how we live, that we can escape from this and we are not captured in the earth. That means, in other words, that we have to overcome the forces of the earth. And that keeps us healthy, keeps us flexible. Maybe we can elaborate later on this, but before let me go step by step, that we can see how that happens and that we see what happens in the use in the first time of the life on earth, how that has an influence of later. The child is born, and you know, of course, a newborn is not a baby, and the baby is not a child, and the child is not an adult, a small adult. That is a metamorphosis all the time. In the same way as there is a metamorphosis of the forces from the embryo to the newborn. And you see, we are coming from the past or from the spiritual world, or we can say from the unit. By the way, because you quoted the liver is the universal organ. Where is the blood prepared? The liver. You see, unspecialized. We start from the unspecialized way. And we go into the specialization. And there never you can find this, what is just as I said, that there is a building up from one, there comes the next and the third. You never can see this. The liver is a unit, and from this unit comes the separation, the elimination of the production of the, yeah, it is not right to say the blood. Only the erythrocytes and the lymphocytes, they are built outside the liver. But the biggest part of the blood, that is our protein, that makes the liver all the time. So in so far, this expression is wrong that we learn. I think you have the same. In the embryonal time, the blood is prepared by the liver, and later it is made by the marrow of the bones. That is, in this simplification, is wrong. Because the protein is just a very decisive part of the blood, and that is made all the life by the liver. A part is separated from the liver, and that is just the erythrocyte. Why is another question, that it goes into the most dead part. That's fascinating when you study that, what that means. That just this, where the ego lives in the erythrocytes, that they are transformed from the life into the most, in the very death part of the body, into the bones, into the inside, into the marrow of the bones. Now, but you see how that goes. And all the influences which we have in the embryonic time, in the newborn time, in the childhood, they influence the later life. And now let me quote some things, because Steiner very often quoted this or spoke on this topic, that he sees what we do in the child. Don't see what it makes in the next weeks. That's not so important. It is important what you do with a child, what happens after years, after maybe 80 years, and how you influence it. And then you see the result. You can continue. What you do with an adult, don't see what happens just in the next minute. See what happens with the individuality, with the ego, when this person is dead, what happens even for the next incarnation? That is a necessity of our time. And you see, when a child is fed with, as he says, with a unfitted milk, he even used the expression decayed milk. But of course nobody feeds a child with a decayed milk. He means with a milk when the quality is bad. That can cause in the later time, that means when this child is 50 years old, he says with 50 years, it can cause a cirrhosis of the liver or a cancer in the intestinal organs. A rotten, verdorbene Milch, rotten, it's not just decayed, it is not just spoiled, it is just spoiled milk. But, of course, what he means with this spoiled milk, I think that is a lacking of quality. And Steiner, he says that for the teachers, he speaks about this, how important is just the first time. So, to build up just in the right way the etheric body. And to build up, because what is this? The cirrhosis of the liver, the cancer, a malformation of the etheric body. It has many causes, but that is one thing, a malformation of the etheric body. So, that can be one of these causes. But much more important are all this, what we have as in the time of the education. When a child is exposed so that it is educated to very envy to other people, then when it is adult, it is shy. Shy. The child, that is the transformation. To be envy, when the child is full of envy, then in the later time it is shy, this child. Or when the child always is exposed to a life which is full of lies. Lügen. Lies.
No.
Lies. Yeah, I learned the English only from the literature and from the books, not from the pronunciation. That is the problem. Yeah, I never heard it until I was 50 years old. So yeah, I know how it is written, but I don't know how it is pronounced. So anyway. I mean just lies, yeah. So lies, yeah. Then it is slender, unsure. Lügenhaft. Yeah, unsicher, lästern.
Oh, slander.
Slander, yeah. Slander.
Child is indelible.
To slander, to try to make the things worse than they are. That's it, how it works. And you see, when sometimes you see people who always have, they say, it was former, it was better, or it is quite nice, but you see that and that is not blah, blah, blah. All this, that is the type, the people. Yeah. And you see, I think that is this transformation of this. You can see how that works. Or when a child is educated, that it is confronted with imaginations, bildhafte Vorstellungen. Imagine.